Hello there. Have you ever waited a long time for something? Maybe like a visit from your grandparents, or a cousin, or someone important to you. Suppose you were living at the time just before Jesus was born. His nation had been waiting many centuries for the coming of the promised Savior. Two of those who were waiting for the Messiah were Zacharias and his wife Elizabeth. They delighted in the Lord by loving, obedience, and right living. But they had no children, and they were both old now. One day, as Zacharias was serving God in the temple, the honor fell to him to enter the inner sanctuary to burn incense before the Lord. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared.
Don't be afraid, Zacharias. I've come to tell you that God has heard your prayer, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son. You are to name him John. He will be one of the world's great men, filled with the Holy Spirit. He will cause many to turn to the Lord their God. He will change disobedient minds and hearts to be prepared for the Savior.
This is impossible! I'm an old man now, and my wife is well along in years also.
I am Gabriel. I stand in the very presence of God. He sent me with this news. Now, because you have not believed me, you will be silent and unable to speak until these things take place.
And Zacharias couldn't speak. The worshippers in the temple waited, and when he finally came out and stood before them, he could only make signs with his hands, and they knew he had seen a vision. Then he went back home, and after many months, God's promise came true. A miracle took place. The child God had promised was born to Zacharias and Elizabeth. Now, I'm sure that Zacharias was sorry he ever doubted God's word. You know, God's word is always true. John's life was all planned before he was born. And God has a plan for your life, too. I hope you don't miss it. God's word says, "It is the will of the Father in heaven that each one of you will never perish." God wants to give you his gift of eternal life. All you have to do is receive it by inviting Jesus into your heart.
If you want to take Jesus into your heart, pray this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for your love and for dying for me. Please forgive the wrong things I've done and come into my heart. Amen.